Good afternoon, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we have Yannick Dodi in the booth, and Yannick has just come back from another adventure. So welcome, Yannick.
Hi.
So tell us about this adventure you've just returned from.
I recently came back from the Gambia, and I decided to canoe down the river, the Gambia River, in Africa.
Okay.
So in complete autonomy for 2 weeks. So I basically brought all the stuff I needed to survive and to live off my boat, basically, for 2 weeks, and canoe down the river. And the point of this trip was, as I always try to match my trips with some humanitarian
right,
project.
You do. Mm-hmm.
This one was for kids, actually 16 kids that I met and I spent time with while I was there. And I promised that I would pay for their school fees for the next year. So I'm sponsoring 16 kids. I brought back pictures from of them, and I met their parents. Their mothers all gave me necklaces and bracelets that they had made for
okay.
me to sell
in order
to fundraise.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very exciting. Just beautiful, beautiful pieces of art.
I would imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very artistic place. A lot of art in the region. Good. So how did you come up with this idea, the 16 kids?
That was, as with all my other projects, there's a lot of luck involved. And then, you know, I go for a place and I search, always, I try to find a project, usually involving children. It's never easy to find because, before you leave, because you never know really, like
right.
I can, for example, contact an NGO and ask them
mm-hmm.
what projects they have, but you never know until you actually get on the ground. So,
right.
so that's what I did. I just, I had a contact there and I didn't promise anything. I didn't say much. I just said I was coming to check out, what they had there. And this was an NGO called the Horse and Donkey Trust, and
right.
they work, it's basically a veterinarian NGO. They have volunteer vets that come and that treat the villagers their animals. So
oh okay,
it's really it's something pretty unique. I haven't seen that very much.
No, I was going to say I've never heard of that before, so that
yeah.
is unique. Very
yes.
interesting.
And what's what really impressed me is when we think about humanitarian work in general, we think about, you know, helping humans,
right,
and how important that is, and why would you sort of put your money towards helping the animals? But then you realize when you're on the ground, and I spent a day with the vets at a local market, and we treated 43 horses and donkeys in 1 day, and that was the most exhausting day of my expedition, and I was paddling 9 hours a day normally.
Wow.
But that day at the market was the most exhausting, like just managing the chaos and going from one animal to the other and helping the vets like administer the medicine and doing all that. And I realized that helping actually save one animal was helping an entire family. So
exactly.
it's
yeah.
really, I mean, if that donkey that we treated that day would have died, that family would not have gotten water, because that was like the donkey would go to get the water. And
mm-hmm.
So it's actually an incredible NGO. And so they work in a village, and it's that in that village that I met the kids. And they have a few projects around there. It's a tiny NGO, very local. And so that's basically who I partnered with for this one.
It's a real eye-opener, too, because I would imagine the donkeys and the horses, that's their whole life. That's how what they use to get their water and
absolutely.
Whatever.
They
yeah.
work the fields with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's their mode of transport. Over there, they go around using it's pretty funny to see, actually, because they all have these donkey carts.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
they have these little carts they hook onto the donkeys, and that's how people get around. So it's their way of getting around. It's their way of getting the food, of getting the water. Their entire livelihood depends on those animals.
Right.
So it's a great NGO. I was very impressed. And at the same time, they welcomed me like if I was a king over there. I was treated so well, and they really took the time to explain to me everything they were doing, take me around. I met the families of the children. I spent time with the children. They made me visit the local school, the clinic. It was quite an amazing experience.
It must have been great. Another great experience. So you were paddling by yourself every day for 2 weeks?
Yeah, actually, for this trip, it's a funny story. I haven't seen my sister in 2 years. And
right.
mm-hmm. she wanted to see me for this Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And because this was done over the Christmas break.
Okay.
And the New Year's.
Okay.
And she said, well, the only way I'm ever going to get to see you is if I come and travel with you. So it was sort of like a last minute decision. But she and her boyfriend bought a boat because I brought my canoe from here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they bought one, a similar one. And they brought it along with them. And then they accompanied me. And it was pretty amazing to go. I'm used to traveling alone. So
mm-hmm.
it was a big deal for me going with somebody. And it took me a while before I accepted. But, you know, it's my sister. I mm-hmm. couldn't really. And at the same time, we get along so well. So she's great. And I knew it wouldn't be a problem, actually, because I get along so well with her. But just having somebody else there was just a different experience for me. It was just
mm-hmm.
I had to take this time to prepare for it, for being with somebody. But it turned out great. And they're such a great couple, easygoing and very adventurous too. I mean, they do a lot of climbing and that type of thing. So it wasn't completely new for them. But for her boyfriend, Vincent, it was his first time in Africa. And it was very funny to see how everything that he normally sees in movies or in documentaries, he would see there. Like, for example, we'd get to a village and, you know, you had all the women with their breast out and with, like, piercing through their nose and all these things. That is not really... The only reason we saw that is because we were in such a remote place, but this is not really Africa. Right. Like the like, I mean, Africa, if you go to a city, it's just like any city. You know, you have buildings and cars and people are dressed and, you know. And so, but he kept seeing, and, you know, we kept passing crocodiles and hippos and even chimpanzees and monkeys all over the place. And he was like, oh yeah, this is Africa. This is normal, you know. But he was actually, it was incredible for somebody's first, I mean, some people live in Africa for 20 years and never see this stuff that he saw in his first trip to Africa. So it was quite a, it was funny to sort of live it through his eyes and seeing somebody that sees this for the first time and that feels that it is the way that it should be or that Africa is, but really it isn't. We were really in a very remote place. So
wonderful experience, though. We're so used to the North American way here.
Great,
good. And what a family activity.
Yeah, my parents were a bit stressed.
Okay. So you saw a lot. Any interesting experiences as far as narrow escapes this time? Or?
I guess the most, the biggest problems were the hippopotamus. The crocodiles were okay. I mean, passed huge crocodiles, but they, as long as you're on your boat, they're not going to do anything. We were swimming a lot, though, because that's how we cooled off. And so we would jump in the water regularly. But usually the crocodiles will not attack if you're in your boat, whereas the hippos will, and the hippos are very territorial. And we knew going the biggest challenge were going to be the hippos, and so we had the, you know, I guess a few close calls where we had hippos not far from our boat, but we were very careful. And it's my, you know, I've been going to Africa for a while now, and I have already even been bumped by a hippo on a boat, and I have experience. I know a little bit how they react and what to do, and sort of how to avoid them and so on. So we managed to get around, but sometimes it really felt like we were actually paddling on a minefield. Like you didn't know where they were. You knew they were there, but you didn't know where they were, and it was very stressful sometimes. But overall, it turned out well. Like we didn't have any even any close calls, I think. Again, we passed some not too far, but we always felt safe enough. So
great, good. And 2 weeks, but when you're doing that, I would imagine it seems like almost a year with all so many different experiences. And
yeah, it was incredible in that sense. I mean, even after 3 days on the river, we felt like we had left a month ago, you know, just the type of thing that happened. And at some point, for example, we decided to just stop on the banks of the river, and we saw this little mountain, and we said, let's climb it to see sort of where we are, because the whole time, the only view we had was the view of the water, like from our boat. And so we never really knew what was around us. And we never passed any villages. We never passed any people. So it was, we thought we were going to, because this is a major river in Africa. So we thought everybody's going to be around this river, and we're going to be passing village after village. And if we passed one village a day, we felt it was like it was good. So and even fishermen, we would pay maybe 2-3 people a day, maybe, or a fisherman on the river. That's it. So so we decided to go up this mountain to look around, and we were amazed. It was like once we got to the top of the mountain and we looked around, it was like we felt like we were in the middle of the Congo jungle. Like it was going off to the horizon, every single direction was just pure, like, just wild forests, jungle, and that's it, everywhere, going off in all directions. We really felt like we were on this river, completely isolated from the rest of the world. I mean, we couldn't see a single village, smoke, any sign of civilization at a 360 degrees around us.
That must be incredible, too. Yes. The vegetation must have been incredible. I was just thinking that.
And because of it, because there's nobody around, the monkeys, the birds, it's actually, this whole river is a bird sanctuary. People go there for bird watching as well, because of the of the number of species that there are. It's incredible. I mean, you're paddling during the day, and all these colors flying by you, like birds of every single color you can imagine, and animals, monkeys a lot. We saw 4 different types of monkeys.
Really?
And really close. I mean, they would come and steal stuff from our tents and when we would set up camp at night.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's amazing. And going there too and ending up helping the children there, mandate, I guess, is to give them a year's worth of education?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, good.
So I'm very excited about that. And and that's what I'm working on now. So I have a few conferences coming up, and every money that I'm going to make from these conferences and from selling these bracelets. And also, I'm also going to be selling DVDs of my film, my latest film.
Good. I was going to say, you always make films. So.
For this one, it's not of this trip, the film.
Okay.
It's of the previous one. It's Tiger Quest, the same that I did last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still selling the DVDs. But this now that my last project is done and is over and it worked, everything is turned out perfect. Now the money I'm raising from the DVD sales will go towards this new project.
Okay, so no DVD for this particular trip, but you're still selling the DVDs from the other...
Yes.
Good. And you're selling bracelets, you said, too?
Bracelets and necklaces, beautiful ones made by the mothers of the children.
Yeah. How can somebody have one of those? Are you selling them in different places?
Usually every week I have student volunteers that help me.
Okay.
And at Bishop's every year in the sub-building, every week in the sub-building, they hold a table at different days, and then they sell the bracelets and so on there.
Okay.
And also, at any time, people can come to my office in the Champlain building.
Okay.
It's number 212.
Okay.
And I have them there all day long, so people can buy them there, as well as the DVDs. And then after my conferences, so I have one coming up on Wednesday, February 24th, and one on March 8th, and then again on March 20th, a third one. But the two in English are the two next ones, so the one on Wednesday 24th and on March 8th.
Good. So you can buy them at your conferences and hear all about the trip at the conferences, I guess. So
yes.
The first one is on Wednesday. Now that's the 25th, you said, of February?
The 24th, I think.
24th of February. Okay, so that's coming up this Wednesday night, and that will be...
For the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club.
Okay. Now, do you have to be a member to go to that?
No,
do you know?
It's open to everybody.
Excellent. And where is that going to be?
Behind the town hall in Lenoxville.
Okay. So I think that would be the Amity Baudouin Community Center.
I think so, yes.
Good. And what time will that be?
At 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m. And is there a charge for this one?
No, this one is free.
Okay, good. And if somebody wants to give a donation or buy a necklace or a bracelet after, they'll be there.
Yes.
Excellent, good. And all the money will be going back to the children so that they can have a year's worth of education.
Absolutely.
Good. Oh, I'd imagine that definitely the naturalist society, whatever, would be very interested. That would be very interesting with your talk and all about the vegetation.
Yes.
And
yeah, I think that's probably why they invited me to talk. I guess they're into the preservation of the natural environment. And what I saw there was, I have a lot to share with them about that. So
that should be so fascinating. I don't want to miss that. And it's a great night for anybody, too, to go there. Now, the next one coming up after that?
Yeah, that's a really big one. That's the Siege of the Sherbrooke. It's in English as well on March 8th.
Okay, in English.
Monday.
Okay.
Yes. The English department invited me to talk. So this is in the big theater, the Salle Alfred Desrochers.
Okay, that is
at Siege of the Sherbrooke at 7 p.m. On March 8th, Monday. And this one is $4, the admission.
Okay.
But again, all the money that I'm going to make, I don't think the whole $4 are going, because there's part of it that's going to rent the room.
All right.
But the rest, everything is going to the kids. And then there as well, you're going to be able to buy the bracelet, the necklaces, and the DVDs.
Good.
And during that after that presentation, I'm going to show my latest film as well, Tiger Quest, again. So if people missed it last year, last semester, they can see it then.
Okay, good. And probably buy a copy of that, too, at the end.
Yes.
Good. So that's the next one coming up. And that's Sherbrooke University in the Alfred...
Cégep de Sherbrooke.
Okay, the CGEP, right.
Yes.
CGEP in the Alfred Desrochers building, I guess. Okay. And again, that will be on March 8th. Okay. And $4 to get in. And the time again is?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Okay. And is there another one after that, Yannick?
That's going to be the Salon Passeport pour l'étranger in Sherbrooke.
Okay.
Again, they've asked me to be the conferencer this year. So I'm giving two conferences. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. That's a whole day event in Sherbrooke at the Vieux Clocher.
Okay, Vieux Clocher.
Yeah.
Good.
And so that's all day. I'm not sure what time, but if you look at the program for it, but those are going to be in French, though. And that's at the Salon Passeport pour l'étranger in Sherbrooke on March 20th.
Good.
Saturday, all day.
Good. So if somebody's listening and they're a francophone, they'd find it easier maybe to listen in French. Go to the one in French.
Yeah,
great, good. So definitely a lot of enthusiasm. I think it's building every time you go on a trip and you come back. And
absolutely, and it's to see my previous project being dissuccessful every time, like finishing the last one, having that, it was for child prisoners, and now I have the, it's been finished, like they have a place to sleep, the prison cells have been rebuilt, everything.
That's excellent.
It just encourages me to keep going and going, because every time I just see the concrete difference wherever, with every single one of my projects has been so successful so far, it's very encouraging, and see the support of the community every time is just very encouraging, and so I'm going to keep going.
That's great. Fantastic. Well, I think you have a lot of support from the community, because it's such a an original thing that you're doing here, too. It's very unique, you know, somebody from the townships going over to these places, and it makes the world seem a little bit closer, too. You're always very well welcomed in all these foreign places.
Yes,
and,
yes.
That's excellent, too. Good. What is their education now?
So they have a school, and it's all based on donations, for example,
right,
because
okay.
they're too poor to pay for a school.
Okay.
So if there's not enough money that's being donated a certain year,
mm-hmm.
some kids will not go to school.
Okay.
And so I'm just basically helping, for sure. I'm paying for 16 kids. So those 16 kids will be able to get to school.
Good.
And I'm going to present the 16 kids at the same time. I have pictures of each one of them with their age, their name. And people can actually see when they buy the bracelets, you can see the face of the person you're helping right in front of you.
That's really nice. Mm-hmm. Really nice. So they're all of different ages too, I would imagine?
Yes, the youngest is just for nursery school, 3.5 years old.
Okay.
And the oldest is 12.
Good. That's going to make a huge impact on their life. Definitely a memory for all of them too, and
yeah, I think so. They mark me as much as
yeah. And that's interesting too, because you are a professor at Champlain, so education definitely a great investment. Good.
Yeah,
good.
You see the value of it when you meet kids like this that want to study but can't.
Mm-hmm. They really appreciate that.
Yes, it's an incredible feeling to know that the money is going to something like this, to somebody who just wants it so bad but they can't have it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Excellent. And what unique experience from all the rest did you take out of this adventure?
I think probably the unique compared to all the others was the fact the bond with my sister. It was something
okay.
I hadn't seen her in so long, and to spend 24 hours a day together like this and traveling with somebody, just mm-hmm. You know, it had been a while, and it was nice. It was really, I did appreciate it, and I'm not as maybe scared anymore as traveling with somebody as I was before.
Okay.
I always like to go by myself, but I just found it with my sister to be a very nice family experience, and I would do it again with her for sure.
That's great, because most people would rather travel with somebody, even to, like, you know.
Yeah, that's, I have an issue with that. I have to work
okay.
on that. Yes.
Okay, well, that's a lot of fun. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
I guess just come out and support the cause. It's a great cause, and like every single one of my projects so far, every cent that is given actually goes to the cause. I don't keep a cent of it. Nobody on the ground on the other side keeps a cent of it either.
Mm-hmm.
It's really
mm-hmm.
all going to do what it's supposed to do, which is help these kids go through school. So please support it if you
great.
Can.
Great. And it's great to have somebody that researches these causes and things, so you know that the money isn't going to through a third hand there and not getting to the cause that you're giving it to.
Yeah. Yes. I do have confirmation that it's going to the right place.
Good. That's great. Well, we thank you very much and look forward to these talks coming up. Now there's three of them, so everybody can get to at least one, and definitely going to be just a fascinating experience and a great way to help.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Yannick.